is a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on September the 24th, 2008. I always advise the newcomers to go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and look through all the audios that are free for download and fill yourself up to your heart's content, because I try and give you shortcuts to this big picture, this big game we're going through called The Matrix, a game that is predestined because people planned it into existence, and organizations and foundations working together all pull it off. We are run by a super parallel government that is not answerable to any democracy. Also look into Alan Watt Sentient Sentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download written in the various languages of Europe. You can print them up and pass them around to your friends, because we truly are going into a brave new world, as it's called, a brave new world that was taken from a comment or a statement made by an ancient Greek philosopher and then used by Aldous Huxley in his not-so-fictional novel, because transhumanism is certainly coming in as part of the agenda, where they will eliminate the old man and bring in new types of more efficient creatures to serve the elite. Those at the top have decided long ago, because they're all into eugenics, that the inferior types, meaning the masses of people, are no longer necessary in a post-industrial society. And when were they writing about this? They were writing about this during the Industrial Revolution. They even had it pretty well planned out how long it would last, where they would move the industry to, and what they would do with the public who would all be left jobless afterwards. And we've lived through quite a lot of this very old agenda. We lived through the GATT Treaty and the trade negotiations as the countries all, through the World Trade Organization, set up China to be the world manufacturer for the whole planet. We watched the factories close down all over the Western world. We watched our tax money fund those factories across the sea and get set up in China. We also pay any losses incurred to those corporations which decided to leave and set up there, something they don't tell you too much about these days. And where was the public input in all of this? Well, there was none, you see, because there is no democracy. It's a sham. None of these big topics to do with integration for Europe or integration for the Americas or GATT or NAFTA, any of these big treaties, none of it is ever brought up at election times. It's education and welfare and healthcare and pension plans. But that's what they bring up for you, time after time after time, ad nauseum. But never the big plans that they have made. But why tell the children? You see, we're all children, and we're treated as children. We're just too silly, you see, to understand the big picture. And we're too stupid to know what's for our own good. That's basically what they say amongst themselves at the top. It's fascinating to live through this life and watch it all go to pot. A society and culture is so warped and manipulated and distorted and perverted that there's no cohesion left there. Planned that way too by big planners and marketed to the public through the culture creation industry. I'll be back with more after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
There we go.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308 0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose. But wait.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Trying to give you the bad news. The bad news is that you've woken up in a world that is already totalitarian. You woke up into a system that gave you a con to believe in, a beautiful myth to believe in. Well, you're really run by very, very old people, very wealthy old people, who have archives of information on how to get whole populations to go in any direction they wish. And these old people have been planning intergenerationally to bring in their brave new world, a brave new world with big depopulation plans on the go, population plans that are already underway. Depopulation is happening already. If you look at the declining sperm counts of the Western male, he's three-quarters sterile to the man who lived in 1950. And that is not by accident. We've been under a war. We have been the target of all-out war through our food, which was GM-modified and heavily covered in pesticides, guaranteed to bring on stomach cancers and all the rest of it, which is skyrocketing. We've been under attack with the water, with its fluorides, and God knows what else in it. We're getting sprayed from the skies daily for 10 years now. and the big boys keep mute on it. We've been inoculated with all kinds of things, and even the doctors don't know what's in those vials. They take it for granted. They take it for, by faith, really, that it's for the good, and that polio inoculation is actually for polio, and so on. We've watched the health of the people plummet. We've watched them being bioengineered as their systems got out of whack and they gain weight. It isn't just the junk food that's doing this. During the 70s, people ate as much junk food, and they were not obese like this, and they were not all turning into diabetics either. This is all-out warfare attack on a public, and you do not want a fit and healthy public who might riot successfully at the right time when you plan to bring on a major change in their lifestyles and bring on a new type of tyranny. Because if your body isn't healthy, your mind isn't either. You know, the communists had the Young Communist Society, and they were taught to rat on their parents and turn them in if they were not being politically correct. Germany had the same thing under the Nazi regime, the Hitler Youth. And these Hitler Youth had all these different chants. The ones who joined their form of military cadets were told in the special units that they now belonged to Hitler. They had no family. They had no mother nor father. And whenever you see these techniques being used, you should be very, very, very scared. When children are being used against adults under any guise, you should be very, very afraid. The same thing happened in China. They used the same techniques. Remember, China is a model state for the world. And in China, they use a Pavlovian technique called social approval creation and social disapproval creation. In other words, they could make the mob, through massive education or indoctrination, turn on those people who would not go along with something. And we saw this when they dragged people, older people, through the streets in the main cities during the Cultural Revolution. These elderly people were told and blamed for bringing on all their problems by being selfish and consuming too much and having old contaminated ideas of family and rights and maybe even property. They dragged them through the streets because young people lack maturity and wisdom. They see everything in black and white, and because of that, those who know how to use them through a scientific indoctrination, a technique, will have no problem turning them against the parents. Now, what happens in Britain happens everywhere else in the Western world. And if you notice, all laws are passed across the world now at the same time, because we're under global governance, as they like to call it. And this article is from Mail Online, from the 6th of September 2008. It says here, school children recruited by councils to spy on neighbors who commit environmental crimes. Children are being offered money by town councils to spy on neighbors and report petty offenses such as bin crimes and dog fouling. This is your garbage bins. The youngsters are among 5,000 residents encouraged to photograph or video neighbors in the act of environmental crimes. In some cases, children as young as 8 are being bribed with rewards of £500, that's about $1,000, for passing on the names of neighbors or taking down their car registration numbers. The Daily Telegraph found that 1 in 6 councils out of 240 contacted admitted to signing up the environmental volunteers, they're called. Councils using the methods include Luton, Southwark, Birmingham, Blenheim, Gwent, Congleton, and Cheshire. A spokeswoman for Ealing Council West London told the paper there are hundreds of junior street watchers aged 8 years old to 10 years old who are trained They're trained at 8 and 10 to identify and report environmental crime issues such as graffiti and fly tipping. That's dumping your garbage. Harrow Council in Essex told them, we currently have 25 street scene champions. This is what they're calling them, street scene champions, who work with the council. They're all aged between 11 to 14. They're encouraged to report the aftermath of environmental crimes, such as vandalism to bus shelters, graffiti, abandoned vehicles, fly tipping, etc. They do this via telephone or email direct to the council. Last week, Mail Online revealed that town hall snoopers armed with police powers are issuing wanted photographs of suspected litter bugs. Again, this is the creation of social approval and disapproval, where they put your photograph up. And as they put it in newspapers too, to shame you into compliance in your new community, your communitarian spirit. Litter wardens given police-style accreditation by the government are using cameras to snap alleged offenders. They are then shamed in local newspapers. Now you understand, they start with litter, but it won't end there. This is the creation of social disapproval. And, you know, most of the people will go along with this and accept it and think, that's good, until it expands and expands, until you're terrified of children. Colchester Borough Council in Essex said it would make it easier to find offenders and make them pay a £75 fine. It also said the images would be stored to help identify repeat offenders. 4 street care officers can stop members of public, demand personal information, take photographs and issue fines under the Community Safety Accreditation Scheme, details of which were revealed in the Daily Mail. Hundreds of town hall workers and security guards have been given sweeping powers, allowing them to hand out fines for a large number of offences, stop cars and seize alcohol from underage drinkers. Security guards can do that now, and town hall workers, that's civil servants. Privacy campaigners have accused ministers of moving towards a Stasi snooper state, a reference to the notorious former East German secret police. There are also concerns that the government's attempting policing on the cheap by allowing civilians to carry out jobs previously reserved for officers. They're not really, no, that's the red herring. They're militarizing society. This is the ordered society that's coming in. Simon Reid of the Police Federation said, this government seems intent on diluting the policing resilience in this country by handing out traditional policing powers to civilian staff. He should read the Sovietization techniques. Maybe he'll start to understand something. The Federation has concern about the presence of ill-equipped and poorly trained second layer of law enforcement. We don't have law-keeping anymore, it's enforcement. The Federation has concern about the presence of an ill-equipped body. Not only does it cause members of the public confusion over who has powers, but it undermines a special covenant between the police and the public, who rightly expect policing functions to be performed by trained, independent and accountable officers. Well, that's a bit of a joke anyway. However, a spokeswoman for the local government association defended council's use of information from members of the public. She told the Daily Telegraph, environmental volunteers are people who care passionately about their area and who want to protect it from vandals, graffitists and fly tippers. These residents are not snoopers. They will help councils cut crime and make places cleaner, greener, here we go with this religion again, and safer. So that is going to be, that's really the prototype for what's coming elsewhere. Expect all the British Commonwealth countries to follow suit immediately. And that's how bad it's getting. And Britain too, you know, they're also encouraging youngsters, teenagers, to carry little carbon monoxide monitors and walk up to people who are smoking in the street or wherever they are and ask them to blow into this thing to get their C or their carbon monoxide reading and then advise them to quit. Thank you, child. I'll be back with more after this break.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600, or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix, trying to give you another version of reality, the one that's outside the box, outside Plato's cave, the reality that's not too happy to hear, I'm sure. It's not too happy to tell this kind of news either, but it has to be done because we're under full-scale attack, and this agenda is rampaging ahead. Unimpeded. People are fighting over all the wrong things, and they don't see the big picture. They don't see what the plans are. And you can read about the plans in their own books. They publish them at the top, and they're available if you want to spend the money and wade through hours and hours of boring bureaucratic language. But you'll find occasional gem here and there is to let the cat out of the bag. And that's what it takes to find out the truth. There's other books out there which can fascinate you forever, chasing rainbows and alligators that walk upright and UFOs and all the rest of it. But that's all it does. It amazes you and astounds you, and it's wrapped up with conspiracy and all the rest of it. But it does not give you the big picture. Because ultimately, you see, you have to see who's doing it. And as far as I see, and I've watched all my life, I've seen men, generally, men in various countries signing agreements and signing agreements to make us deeper and deeper into this globalized structure where eugenics is on the go and genetic research is on the go, all to make a new type of human come along we hear them openly declare, because they are eugenicists at the top, real people telling us there's too many of us, and we've got to just start cutting back the herd. So it's not terribly exciting news. You don't go on space journeys with it, but this is the reality of it. We are the enemy to this elite, and we are under full-scale attack. We have been quietly for many, many years, as I say, with inoculations, the food, the water, and all the old ways, the ancient ways of attacking people, because they used these techniques long ago. They're better at it today because of better chemicals and poisons. But the hospitals are in an awful mess. Now, for those in the U.S. who are thinking about socialized medicine, it sounds wonderful. It's a great idea. Socialized medicine, where everyone can get hospital care and medical attention. But you see, that again, is that would be so if this was a real world, where the public really had an input into anything. Sounds wonderful. But believe you me, it's not. It's to be an authority. The health services in a socialized system turn into authorities. That's their function. And if you look at the United Nations Charter, they say that they'll give the minimal health care to every country. They mean every country. That's why they want every country socialized and socialized medicine. There's no doubt about it. The medical profession is the biggest rip-off profession on the planet. It makes billions off of people's misery. It's a place where greed can rampage ahead unimpeded. And they do so. When they have your life over a barrel, they'll gouge you for everything you got. And relatives chip in and have second mortgages and third mortgages to help little Tommy recover. It's a cutthroat business based purely on massive profit and blackmail. Blackmail, yeah, we can help you maybe if you have enough money. That's what life is reduced to. However, socialized medicine is a disaster. You can't get a general practitioner in Canada, most parts of Canada, unless you're in the main cities. And even then, a big waiting list. Why is that? Well, the government decides how many will be trained every year as doctors, you see. That's why. And they don't make mistakes at the top and say, gee, we just don't have enough doctors. These characters deal with statistics all the time. They deal with the statistics for 10 years ahead and how many immigrants they'll have by then and so on. They know what they're doing. They don't make mistakes. The reason they're pulling back health care is because they're going to give a minimal type of health care to everyone. It's a disaster. Absolute disaster. Because the real function of the healthcare industry in a socialized country is to control people. Control them. It's to become an authority that will tell you, you must take injections, you must do this, you must do that. That's the purpose of it. Designed that way. I knew a guy in Canada who was the head of a bunch of hospitals in British Columbia. But he started off in his early days as an engineer in the air conditioning and the heating systems for the hospitals. And he heard, while working inside one of these big ducts one day, he heard the P&O, the top guy in the hospital, get a call from Ottawa, the government. And they were telling them they're going to create a crisis in healthcare. This was in the late 60s, early 70s. It was never designed to be there to help the people. It was designed eventually to be a control factor. Here's how good socialized medicine is. And this is from the CBC.com news. In Canada, man found dead after 34-hour wait in Winnipeg emergency room. That was September the 23rd, 2008. I'll read this when we come back from this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, talking about socialized medicine and how wonderful it is in Canada. At least that's our propaganda we get from the government, to say we have the best healthcare system in the world. Over and over they say that, until you have to go and find a doctor, and then you're standing in a waiting room in some walk-in clinic that are always very dingy places run down. I think that's to make you walk out again. They'd rather have you die in the street. But here's an article here. Man found dead after 34-hour waiting in Winnipeg emergency room. The health officials in Manitoba have launched an investigation into the death of a man who waited 34 hours for treatment in a Winnipeg emergency room. The 45-year-old man was dropped off at the Health Sciences Centre in Winnipeg around 3 p.m. Friday. Health officials have confirmed. He was found dead, still in the waiting area, just after midnight Sunday. It appears the man was never assessed by a triage nurse and was not registered as a patient seeking care, said Dr. Brock Wright, Chief Medical Officer for the Winnipeg Regional Health Authority. It's a really tragic situation. We're quite shocked that this could happen, Wright said. We've never had a situation like this before, where a patient comes into the department seeking care and isn't triaged, isn't entered into our system. It does appear the man had some contact with other staff in the emergency room during his wait, Wright said, but the ER system depends on patients being processed by the triage desk, which determines whether a person needs to be seen immediately or can wait. Two triage nurses are always on duty in the hospital's emergency room, Wright said, In a reassessment, nurses also on duty from about 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. to check on the condition of people who have registered in the waiting room. He noted that emergency rooms are often filled with people not looking for medical care, for example, family members of patients or homeless people who come in looking for a place out of the cold. We get more and more homeless these days, you see, because the economy is shot. And it says here, there's lots of people in the emergency department at HSC at any given time who aren't only the patients waiting. How this person could be there for 34 hours and go sort of undetected, I like how it says sort of undetected, it wasn't undetected at all, is really surprising to us and is the focus of our investigation. We'll have investigations here and inquiries. We have lots of inquiries in Canada. Some of the inquiries in Canada take years. We're very good at it. Up until now, that reassessment nurse has not been responsible for keeping tabs on everybody who's in a department. The focus has been on the patients who are waiting to be seen, and that may be something that we want to look at. So they're going to take 4 weeks before they'll give another issue to the public. They'll go through the public relations team where they'll put lovely roses on it and so on, and probably blame the patient at the end of it for maybe it was a deaf mute, you know, something like that. That's probably how it will end up being PR'd over to the public. It's quite amazing what's really going on. Now, we'll go to the callers, and we've got Vic there. Vic is there. Hello, Vic. Are you still there?
How you doing?
I'm surviving. I'm hanging on here. Yeah.
Yeah, same here. I'm worse, as you know.
I know.
A couple things. First, some of the details that you have in your books.
Yeah.
I was curious, and this might help you sell. They're so interesting. Maybe at each show or just occasionally, just tell like one or two of them. For instance, things like E-W-E.
Yeah.
That's a sheep.
Yeah.
So they did Y-O-U on purpose, so I can't even say, hey, you, without calling you a sheep.
That's right.
And then the dollar sign being the Mason Towers, Jacket and Boaz. That's the Twin Towers with the serpent on it. Stuff
uh-huh.
like that is so interesting. Like,
yeah.
You know, if you just said a couple of those, it might help you sell more books. In fact, if people knew that there was that much in there, because that just scratches the surface.
Yeah.
There's so many of those things.
Yeah, I should. And thanks for mentioning it, because I keep forgetting to plug the books.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, that would be a way to do it. You know, like in each show, like here's just one detail. And when people realize that there's that many details throughout the pages, your jaw is dropped.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a good idea.
Also, I used to find comfort in your words as far as they're going to kill you anyway, so speak out now.
Yep.
Which would be fine if you just said, okay, I'm going to be a revolutionary, and then one day they pop you, fine. But it's really not worth it when you lose everything you care about and still have to breathe. I really should have listened to you when you said, do not attempt to unplug your family.
Yeah.
Whoever really wrote The Matrix had it right on point. The very minds of the people you're trying to save are agents.
And unless they wake up. Yeah. That's right.
You know, recently I was stuck in the street. I knocked on my previous residence to use the bathroom and get some water. My grandfather wouldn't even let me in the house. My
yeah.
grandmother stuck a roll of toilet paper on the porch, and I laid in the driveway all night. So
wow.
after locking me up on fake charges and the neighbors calling the cops for that article I wrote, now Homeland Security is calling the house asking questions. They've stolen my computer, probably turned it into the government.
Yeah.
They won't tell me where it is. Now, these are the same people who spent the last 2 years telling me everything I was studying is rubbish.
Uh-huh.
So, if it's all nonsense, why are you hiding the computer?
I know. Oh, yeah.
The double think is hilarious.
That is amazing. I mean,
they won't look at it. I've been saying I have no secrets, read all my emails. It's like dealing with children.
Yes.
Scared of this monster under the bed.
Yeah.
You try to show them what's under the bed, and they run.
Well, they do. They do. It's so outside of their brainwashing and their conditioning. And here's the other part, too. When you admit to yourself that something's very wrong and you look into it, you're then, you have to start making decisions then. And people really don't like making decisions. They really don't like that. They've been trained that the big decisions are made for them, but in this case, when they realize what's been done to them, suddenly the onus is on them. They have to start making decisions, and that scares them. That really scares them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I wonder, if on a certain level they know. So certain people tell me that.
Yeah.
And when I describe it to them, the whole situation, like, oh, it's because they know you're right.
Yeah.
Then when I talk to them, I'm like, no, they really don't. They think I'm a lunatic. They think I'm crazy. Or is it just for a couple seconds that they think that? I don't even know.
It scares them, as I say, the closer you get to a truth which they know, and it's stifled up inside them, that truth, the angrier they'll become at you for stirring up that uncomfortable feeling. And they will turn on you, that's true.
Yeah, and now I'm saying it's really not worth it.
Yeah.
Because that's what I did, and they have turned and I've lost everything. I can't even get any food when I'm starving.
Yeah.
Or go to the bathroom in my own house. So there is worse than death.
Mm-hmm.
Take it from me, shut your mouth, save yourself.
Yeah. Well, I hope you can hang in there without hanging.
Doing my best.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Now we've got Jean Guy from Montreal. Are you there, Jean?
Hello, Alan.
Hello, how are you?
Ça va, très bien, merci. And I salute you, Alan. I live in Montreal. I must go to Cuba to get dental, to get my teeth fixed.
Yes.
I buy the ticket, $1,200, fly to Cuba, to the Cuba there, and get my teeth fixed. They say medical plan in Canada, but no, this is not true. We do not have the medical plan in Canada.
I know.
So I salute
you. It's getting worse too, yeah.
I salute you, sir. Congratulations for you. You say these things. Someone must say these things. Very good.
Thanks for calling. Yeah. And I hope you come back with a good set of ivories.
and cigar.
And a good cigar, yeah.
Yes. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Now I've got Joe from Vancouver. Are you there, Joe?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Watt. I've got a question regarding out in my area. There's a lot of 9/11 truth movements and different kind of people that are out, I guess you'd say, not really protesting, but handing out CDs and such.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and I spoke to them and I I'm glad that they're out there getting the word out, but do you think that does any good?
The 9/11 movement, I think, it does good to an extent to at least get it through to the people that you're going under a totalitarian regime. The problem with it, and I think they have to go into this, is that it's not new. This program was already on the go before 9/11. Came along. 9/11 kicked it off. As I say, Alan Rock, Canada passed that omnibus crime bill in 1998, and this is a full homeland-type security bill. He passed it on, and then, of course, he left to work at the United Nations.
Right.
So Britain also was passing it at the same time as well. The ID cards, Wendy Mesley had a show in 1998, about the IDs, cards that were coming with the active chips in them, with your fingerprint, iris scans, and so on. And she interviewed the man who was in charge, the CEO of the corporation that was printing them, in 1998. And she said, what makes you think the public will accept this? And he said, they will be given no choice. So all of these plans were already in the works, because we don't have democracy. We have shady governments at the top, above government, that are comprised of big think tanks, organizations, and foundations, and they all network together to bring this system in. So 9/11 tends to it can help people.
But it gets stuck.
It's stuck, yeah.
It doesn't go beyond that, and I noticed that when I was standing with them for a while, it's good that they're getting that out, but immediacy in our area is like the sustainable development that they're bringing in everywhere, and to me, that's a much more urgent thing. I mean, 9/11 is done. It's not, yes, the truth should come out, and hopefully it will, but it's only going to come out to people who want to know.
Yes, and here's the key, too. Every book I've read, even to do with the real reasons for wars, which they publish maybe 40, 50 years after the wars, they will tell you it does not matter what lies are given at the time to kick off a war.
Right.
Once it's underway, nothing will stop it. It steamrolls. You'll never have a government coming in and then dismissing what the previous government put into law. It doesn't happen. So it doesn't really matter. Now, 9/11 is over and done with. It was a must-be operation, but we must see what was leading up to it before and where we're going
what
from
what they're bringing
then.
In.
Yes.
Because of
it. And they're right enough, the sustainable development is going to be the big stick to train the whole world to obey governmental organizations, even NGOs. We will be obeying them eventually, and they will run our lives from birth to death under this guise of environmentalism.
And these groups are groups. I mean, they all want you to join and sign
yes.
up and stuff. And I just said, no, I'll just, you know, I'll stand here and talk to as many people as I can. But
yes,
I didn't see what the relevance of having to join up with them. And that makes you easy target.
It does. And it doesn't go far enough, as I say. It's like the Kennedy assassination. They could still be trying to find out who did it, regardless of all the evidence. And it definitely was a big job that was pulled off. It'll go on forever. The fact is it was done. That's all we'd have to know.
Well, what do you suggest at a local level? Would it be even worth a time to speak to MLAs or to speak to who? I mean, is there anybody even that would be worth taking the time to try and talk to? I've sent emails. I sent that Green Agenda website link to UBC, the big sustainable development program they got running out from out here.
Yeah.
But, of course, with no replies from anyone. So
you won't. You see, they're all on board with this.
This
is what they call United Front.
Right.
And I noticed even the Green Party of Canada came out with the same thing about the necessity of population reduction and so on. So they're all in on it. They're all on board on this. Yeah.
So who would you suggest to poke my stick at then?
We have to mobilize enough of the public to start saying, no, you will not rule our lives under this environmentalism agenda. We cannot let that start to roll. Once it starts to roll, believe you me, if you think it's bad now, you'll be losing homes faster than you can actually see them disappearing, because they plan to privatize it, to basically eliminate all private property down the road.
Yeah.
They're going to bring in a brand new way of living, even right down to who will be born and who will not be born is all under the environmentalist agenda, this umbrella. We've got to understand this, and it's all again connected with the United Nations that's already set up to be the world government. We've got to stop this, because believe you me, the United Nations is not a democratic institution. It's a private organization. It's a corporation.
So can people basically burn CDs from your site on some of your talks and
yes.
hand them out? I mean, these guys were handing out tons of CDs, which I thought was fantastic.
Yeah.
But all geared, of course, towards 9/11, which is wonderful if people will open their mind to that. But
And go further, yeah.
And go further. But to me, sustainable development is happening, and it's happening now, and it's
yes.
not who did it, this or that. It's happening. Here it is.
That's correct.
So if maybe people could hear something to open their mind a little bit on the United Nations and their agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So
Agenda
is that okay?
21. I'll do some programs on Agenda 21 and burn them off and just hand them out. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks for calling. Now we've got Adrian from Washington. Are you there, Adrian? Okay. Is Alex from California there? Hello, Alex.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, Alan, I was wondering if you could talk about some of the knowledge that is bestowed upon a Mason once he reaches the 40th degree.
Once in the 40th degree, they start to get into the agenda proper. And again, it's the things we have been talking about, the real building of the Brave New World Society, and their part in it too, by using education. As a premier one they use, they must always indoctrinate the up-and-coming youth for what they're going to live through, so you prepare their minds when they're very young, that they're brought into how the world really, really works with big international corporations networking together. They're brought into the fact that shares and investments are all scams, because there's always private shares that are never sold to the public. That there's two levels of shareholders, you understand. What one is given up for public grab, the other ones are not. They're let into all the local cons with two sets of books for every town and county and so on and village. that led into all the scams that they have been running all along at that level. And only when they've been properly sussed out to ensure that they can keep the secrets, you know.
So is that why they refer to it as the white knight of the East, because they learn how to lead populations along a certain path?
Yes, they even at the lower levels, they do that. They do know, even at the 33rd degree, that their job is to lead the public. They're the good shepherds, we're the sheep. And they do not see, they're told, that there's no problem. They're told they are elitist and they're special. And they're told that they live in a world where there are masons and then there are ordinary people. They really are elitist in their thinking. But they're allowed to live off of the sheep through any scam possible. That's quite acceptable. I'll be back with more after this break.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember, stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And we've got John from Texas on the line. Are you there, John? Hello, John? Okay. Well, I should really plug myself, as I say. Remember to go into my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and you can see how you can help me by either donating, and I show you how to do it, how what I accept. In personal checks in the U.S. are quite acceptable in Canada. And you can also buy the books I have for sale. That takes you through a from ancient history to the present, and religions, and also with the side organizations that go along with every religion, because there's always the occult side to it as well. And I give you not guesswork, I give you facts, facts that are in ancient books. And download, as I say, as many talks as you want from the previous shows I've given, because there's a wealth of information there that can really give you the shortcuts and help you on your way. You can't get stuck, it is true, on one particular topic, one part of this agenda, because it's multifaceted, it's huge. They have organizations that affect every part of your life. Every part of your life. They're even talking about bringing everyone in for psychological evaluation, where they can label you with, just like they did in Orwell's 84, as being a potential terrorist, and all of that kind of stuff. The brave new worlds where experts and scientists will rule on behalf of their elite masters, those that pay them. Where our betters, you know, those people who can think much more lucidly than we do, and who have no problems being psychopathic, in other words, unemotional, will be guiding us along this spaceship Earth into some brave new world where no man has gone before. And I should say that because, believe you me, they are going to bring out new types of humans, and even part animals as well. That's why the science fiction writers had all this information back in the 40s and 50s. Not H.G. Wells, but Aldous Huxley wrote Brave New World in the 1930s, 1933. With all the genetic changes that would happen, the breeding of purpose-built humans, he didn't dream that up. He'd access to top think tanks where they already were working with advanced sciences. Sciences that are never published in the local science magazine. We are always kept a different level of reality on everything, but especially on the sciences. Okay, is there Bill in Nova Scotia there?
Hello, Alan. How are you this evening?
I'm hanging in here, yes.
Good, good. I called a radio show the other day. There was a bunch of candidates for elections coming up, and I tried to plug the chemtrail issue and see if anything would actually respond and acknowledge that chemtrails even exist.
Uh-huh.
And they danced right around the issue.
Yes, they will.
Especially even the Green Party representative said she'd never even heard of it.
Oh, yeah, they've heard of it, all right. They've all been told not to mention any of this to the public. And even mayors and cities have been told the same thing. You don't talk about chemtrails to the public. You just simply deny it. The cops are told to walk away from you if you bring it up.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Alan.
Thanks for calling. Well, from Hamish, who is my pooch, and myself, up in Interior Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.